whatever accomplishes the user experience for that user is really acceptable.
Who are you?
So who are you and why are you on Channel 9?
Well, actually, I'm watching Ray Ozzie here. Come on over here.
So service-based...
I'm watching Ray Ozzie on the internet here, but since we're here to talk about Channel 9, actually, not our internet, but it all fits in together because we'll be interviewing Ray in a little while.
So what I'm interested in is, how do you make one of these videos? What's the process that goes into, you know, scheduling?
Lots of Starbucks. Is it,
do you go out?
We do low-tech. Actually, I have a SharePoint site and a low-tech. The low-tech I find works great because I can just look at it at a glance without, you know, getting my attention away from the computer screen or whatever I'm working on. And I can also see what state things are in, whether they've been, you know, encoded, whether they've been streamed, you know, pushed up to the servers, or are ready to, you know, go onto the Channel 9 or whatnot.
Now, I don't know if you're aware, but Microsoft does sell some cool software that helps you schedule some of this stuff. You don't need a whiteboard.
I'm using it in SharePoint, so I have it all at SharePoint as well.
Oh,
so
I see.
Actually, get to it when I'm going home or whatnot. Or like next week, I'll be working in the Silicon Valley office, and I like to be able to share it. But there is an advantage of having it visually available.
Like brainstorming, just kind of kicking back and seeing the big picture and quickly changing it, having someone walk in. Yeah.
People walk in my office all the time and say, hey, who are you shooting next? And I can go, it's Jet Lambs today. Yeah.
So when you want to create a new video, is it usually you going to a team saying, hey, I want to record you, or they come to, hey, I got something cool to show you?
It's
a combination?
It's both. I do a lot. What you don't see, you know, because I do about a video a day. Last month we did 50 videos, so more than two a day, actually, it was the average, although it was all in like a week and a half period. But, you know, most of my day is spent on email or going around and meeting guys like you and, you know, finding out what's going on in the company.
How many people actually record?
And then, you know, when I find out, I say, hey, you know, you want to come and show me that on Channel 9? That kind of thing.
How many people actually get behind the camera on Channel 9?
There's me, there's you.
Ken Levy, yeah.
Me. Charles Torrey does
right.
some.
And sometimes he's with
Jeff
you.
Jeff sometimes does some. But I would say 85% are mine.
Yeah.
And the rest are split up between the two or three other people. Mike Hall does some once in a while as well.
So when you schedule one, do you like send them what questions you're going to ask in advance? Is
nope.
it scripted?
Nope.
You just show up with
cold.
The camera, kind of like I did here, and they say, hey.
Absolutely. It's about having a conversation. It's not about having a presentation. I mean, come on over here and look at...
I mean, they know about the interview in advance,
yeah,
but they don't
see,
know...
Yeah, see, this is a presentation, right?
Right.
What
right.
Ray is doing, raising us on stage in San Francisco right now, right? And if we unmute him, you can listen to him talk about our new services engine, right? But that's a presentation.
It's scripted, right.
It's one way. It's scripted. It has PowerPoints.
Right. You don't see a PowerPoint on Channel 9 too much.
And it's, you know, one stream of consciousness. And it's also, it's marketing, right?
Right.
It's going to be, Ray is going to say, this is rah, 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 this is great stuff.
Right.
And he won't talk to you about what's good or bad about it, you know. And I actually ask, you know, I try to probe in and try to feel where the edges of a new technology are so people at home can get a sense of, oh, it'll do this, but it won't do this.
And a lot of times you're going in kind of having an idea of what you're going to see, but you let them drive what it is they want. Like, what are you going to show us today versus show me this, show me that.
Right.
Unless it's interactive, you know, you might get an idea.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even know what they're going to show. I have no clue. This morning I interviewed Jenny Lamb, and she does the graphics for both what you see on screen, her team does, and she does too. But she designed like some of the graphics at the PDC that you saw up on stage. So she's a graphic designer who works in many mediums. And it was, I had no clue what we were going to talk about. I knew it was roughly going to be around design, you know, methodologies or around her work. And I wanted to find out about that, but I didn't know what we were
doing. So there's a team, a Channel 9 team, and how does the team go about deciding what to do or what to is it pretty much whatever people might find interesting?
We try to keep it as decentralized as possible because, you know, what I find interesting won't be what Charles finds interesting, right? And what Charles finds interesting is not necessarily what I'm going to find interesting. you know, he's a developer and I'm more of a user, an end user kind of person. So we come at the world completely different way, and he gets much more technical, you know, interviews. And a lot of times I'll just go and shoot the camera, like with when we went in and interviewed Anders Hallsberg, you know, who was one of the guys who invented C#. You know, he asked most of the questions because he understood the technology a lot better than I did. I mean, I can ask high-level questions, you know, but I can't really ask, you know, why is this API there? Why is it named that, you know?
For a developer audience that's working with it.
Yeah, or how good is it? You know, can this really scale out to, you know?
So today's like November 1st, 2005. Is there, like, some kind of roadmap for Channel 9? Like, do we expect it to look identical in a year, a little different? Like what's your...
No, every once in a while, there's two designers on it, right? There's Adam Kinney right now and Charles Torrey. They're the geeks who build the site, right, and keep it maintained and add features to it. We just went through a fairly decent redesign where we added tagging and added podcasting and added screencasting and some other things. But it seems like every 6 months they'll sit down and do a major design like that. And then in between they'll add a feature here or there, or they'll fix a bug or something like that.
And as for content, just more content, anything new, getting, you know, more transparency, more cool demos?
Yeah. In fact, right now, you're getting to watch live blogging. They're sending me links. So you might want to even, come on over here and watch me blog, because you get to see the Scobalizer in action.
This is like the special features of a DVD, you know, the making of it.
Yeah. That's interesting. It's not signed yet.
So how do you manage your tasks during the day? That's a good one, huh?
It's interactive. I mean, here I got the vice president of Wagner Edstrom going. I have Memorandum going. I have a news aggregator going somewhere. I have, you know, video going on here. And this is how we keep in touch with what's going on at Microsoft. Because it's such a big company. I mean, in a year and a half, I carry around a camera and every day and go and interview somebody else or two people or three people in a day. And I've probably in a year and a half gotten to more than 500 people. How many people are here now? 60,000?
Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
I've only been to a small fraction of the thing that is Microsoft, you know, and...
You have a setup like this at home where you're...
I usually watch one computer at home, you know, but I'm watching the news aggregators and watch videos at home.
What equipment do you use? Like, okay, you got, let's say hypothetically you have one scheduled
for Charles... My night and evening blog, or my...
No, the Channel 9 video. Like, what do you... What equipment do you like? How do you create one?
We use $700 cameras. Mm-hmm. They're probably $600 now. They keep going down every month in cost. They're three CCD mini DV cameras. There's a reason... You're shooting on digital, right?
I'm using a Sony DSC M1.
Yeah, but it's recording to a hard drive.
Yeah, and no, a 512 meg memory card.
Okay, it's recording a memory card, and then you have to dump it over. I was playing with some of those cameras, but I like tapes.
Those cameras have better zoom capability,
well,
too.
Well, that too, and it has better image quality. But I like tapes because it's 4 gigabytes on a tape.
Sure.
And it's backed up,
sure.
And I can take it off-site.
Right.
I can donate it to the museum or whatnot, and I can take it over to studios and edit it, and... You know, and I can hand it to you and say, here, you go.
The nice part is there's a lot of options. The key is just get it recorded.
Yeah.
Once you have it recorded, then you work with it to get it into...
So anyway, we're just using Panasonic 3-chip cameras. They're nice cameras.
Do you use a tripod or handheld the whole thing? So
here's what I do. I put it... A lot of people ask me why my videos are shaky. And I always shoot... Ow. I almost swore on camera there. I always shoot with holding it like this, right?
Right.
Because the bulk of the tripod will keep from shaking too much, but you still get some camera shake in there. The reason I'm doing handheld most of the time is because I want to be close to you. you know. So you're even too far. You're even farther than I usually get.
Yeah.
So I usually, you know, do the interviews this close,
right.
You know, a foot and a half to 3 feet away. There's a reason for that. I'm not using any professional equipment.
Right.
I use the microphone on the camera. I use the lights that are in the room. I don't use professional lighting. I don't use any professional makeup. And I want a rough. I want it to feel like we're having a conversation.
Sure.
And
I'm using a monopod, but it's very similar to that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can set it down and stuff like that. But,
so if you were going to record someone down the hall, like show me, like let's say you had a Channel 9 interview scheduled from someone,
yeah.
Like how do you actually do it?
You want to go down?
Yeah.
And
just want to see what it looks like behind the scenes.
Let's go to Charles. He might shut that off because it's about a 1 minute.
Okay. So we're down the hall.
So here we are in Charles Torrey's office. So we're just showing how we do it. First of all, yeah, I gotta turn on the lights.
Yes.
Charles likes to live in the dark.
Dark is good.
Dark is good. So, well, we know who you are, but
who are you and why is Robert?
He's doing the interview here. There's an interviewer there and an interviewer here.
That's a good question.
So what I'm gonna do is actually stand back and let you pretend, you know, you're gonna interview him, and so we can see what it's like.
Well, you can come up here. Come.
Yeah,
close.
I just want to be able to.
The trick with these cameras is stay close. Because that gives intimacy,
right.
And it also helps the microphone pick it up.
Right.
So who are you, man?
I don't know.
So anyway, I'm not sure.
I abuse Coca-Cola.
Any other questions?
So what are you doing, man?
I'm actually just preparing the Channel 9 report, getting some data for it. It's very interesting.
Yeah, we do have to report to our bosses that we actually do real work around here and have some traffic and stuff like that. What do you do here? Other than reporters, you play a key role on Channel 9.
Well, yeah, I work on content strategy for Channel 9, and I used to write a lot of code for Channel 9. And I'm starting to move away from writing code for Channel 9 to thinking of new content.
Yeah.
Making, you know.
Like going deep.
Going deep. One of the ideas that I'm thinking about is the notion of channels on Channel 9. So we can have various channels that host different types of shows.
Like Channel 9.1?
Channel 9 is
we'll have channels. A subcarrier frequency or
you
something.
Got it.
We'll have a channel within the channel or something.
Yeah. So it'll be easier for people to find things like they're interested in Windows. Like you just click on the Windows channel and watch Going Deep, watch cool new things in Vista, tips and tricks, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's
Ken,
really
come over here.
Doing.
What about a bloopers channel?
Because I want to show you some
bloopers channel.
I want to show you some tricks with these cameras.
So, okay. What are you guys doing?
He's filming a video of me filming Channel 9
videos.
You
know the special features of a DVD, the making of.
One thing about these viewfinders is they don't show you the entire picture.
Uh-huh.
So there's actually 10% of the picture that lives outside the viewfinder.
I see.
So if you're...
A little cushion, you don't want to...
What you want to do is play it very aggressively toward the edge of the frame.
Mm-hmm.
So come here. You got to see this. So this is framed very well. Even though you think his head's cut off, on the streaming server, the head will actually show up.
That's good to know.
This is a common mistake beginners make on cameras, is to center the eyes.
Right.
And see how he looks like he's falling off the frame?
Right.
That should make you feel uncomfortable. You should always be looking to make sure that the eyes are about one-third of the way down the frame, not centered.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, look that way for a second. Likewise, if you're filming him talking to somebody or looking into the screen, you want him to look into the screen. You don't want his head to be centered. See how now he's looking out of the frame? So here he's looking into the frame.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some framing technique.
Right.
That's real important.
Very important. I use that too now.
Yeah.
I always keep that in mind when I do mine.
The other thing is whenever you walk into a room, you should have an innate sense of where the lights are.
Yeah.
And the brightest lights should be behind you.
Sometimes I have them close the window because then it makes actually...
Well, the trick is to step, you know, always make sure that the brightest thing is behind you. Now, today's... It's one of these famous Seattle weather days.
Yeah,
great. No sunshine. But
this actually doesn't hurt.
But if the sun was glaring, it would actually cause the lighting to change as you move the camera.
Well, he would be black.
Are you going to show? Is this going to be something that you show to people around the company? So
yeah,
you want to
take
videos?
Well, we were thinking of putting it on Channel 9.
Oh, that too.
Well, we've been on Channel 9, but I think it would be really useful.
Oh, well, that's the idea because, like, I was thinking, people that might build on a new channel.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I like this idea. We should do this in our normal interviews. We have two cameras, one guy filming Scoble and going back and forth. And
we have the special features link.
Yeah.
They have a bloopers. You have deleted scenes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Why do two guys on one interview? You could actually have twice as much video. See?
Good point. So this is
a Channel 9 thing. It's about quick and cheap, and you know, get in, get out. I mean, Jenny Lamb said, "Man, thank you so much," because she was really freaked out. You know, a lot of people are not used to being on camera all the time.
Yeah.
And one of the tricks is we're using cheap cameras that sort of lower the fear and
right.
get you back into a conversation.
It's not like there's
mode.
A big lighting prop and a bunch of audio people and
exactly. I mean, I
like
spoke
the studio.
I spoke last week at a conference and they made me put makeup on and they had lights and they had, you know, they made you wait for 20 minutes
right.
in this green room,
right.
you know, and it gets you freaked out mentally. And so then you're not conversational, you're not relaxed, and you're trying to act. I'm starting to do
you know,
it right
you
now.
You know what?
You're
starting
to act to the camera.
See, yeah. when I'm listening to you, I'm standing pretty still, but I watch you, and while you're standing there, you don't stand still. You have a way of kind of being like... And then you're holding the tripod, it's moving. I mean, one comment I saw on a Channel 9 video saying... Though the presenter was very professional for being able to keep the demo going while the earthquake was occurring in his office.
And this is a problem, right? People are used to seeing professional video done by CNN or ABC
right.
or something like that. I watched ESPN shoot the race car team that you're going to see on Channel 9 pretty soon. They had 7 people running the camera. They had a lighting guy, a mic guy, a video
exactly.
camera guy, an audio guy, a cable guy,
but,
a guy to aim the antenna at the microwave.
If you had all that, you couldn't scale, meaning you couldn't do 2 a day or 3 a day or
well,
a couple of weeks.
That, and also, imagine coming into somebody's office with 5 people. It would just freak them out.
Totally.
And when you see my camera shake, it's because I'm paying attention to you.
Right.
I'm not, you know, and I'm not paying ultimate attention to the camera. And so... I'm talking and it's shaking a little bit. You know, that's going to be the artifact of doing this kind of camera work.
And one comment I got from one of the things you did with me is, this isn't the kind of video that I would send forward to a manager.
Yeah.
But then the key is it's not as much marketing as it is just,
that's
hey,
right.
you're bringing the audience into the office.
Exactly.
Isn't that how you
and we're having a conversation. And
one of the things that would be nice to see more of, especially when you do your Building 41 show, is just walk into people's offices, particularly devs.
Right.
Just start talking to them. Typically, when you walk into someone's office with a camera, they're not going to tell you to get out. If they do, they will. I mean, but rather, let's try to get a little more randomness.
Yeah.
Walk into a dev's office and be like, hey, what are you working on? Blah, blah, blah.
Most of the time, you have something scheduled and at least know
yeah.
they're preparing a demo.
Yeah,
if they're preparing a demo, I understand.
41, though, don't do it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way that Scoble does it.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't have to be the way that everyone else
right.
does it.
That's true. Yeah.
And it depends on who you're talking to.
It also depends on the relationships you have and how closely you work. You know, you can just
yeah.
say,
yeah.
hey, can I turn on the camera? You're saying something
right.
interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, Channel 9 came out of those lunchtime conversations we used to have with
totally.
Interesting devs like you who would come over and see us for lunch, and we'd be, like, talking about some amazing technology.
Yeah.
And we're like...
Or seeing a cool demo.
Why don't we film that, you know,
yeah.
and put it out?
Totally.
And no editing. You know, the reason this stuff works is it's raw, it's real, and there's no... There's as little manufacturedness
yeah.
as possible to it. Yeah, we're manufacturing it a little bit by scheduling it, right? And
well,
by interviewing, you know, I mean, yeah,
you
got to keep it entertaining a little bit. That's a little bit of a manufactured,
yeah.
but it's not like having a 5-crew video.
Exactly. But there are certain
video
things.
Crew.
There are certain contexts where having multiple cameras
yeah.
is very useful. Like I did this one video on Channel 9 that will never be seen by the outside world. That where we had 7 or 8 people sitting around a table discussing
yeah.
a topic that was very controversial.
Yeah.
We needed to have 3 camera people.
Yeah.
It had to happen.
Yeah.
Because when someone talks, someone else responds. So it's hard to do the Channel 9 thing in large groups.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to have multiple cameras.
No, we learned that when we shot the tablet PC team.
Precisely.
If there's a table between us, I just can't shoot. I would need a professional camera crew to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the tablet PC team, you can understand most of what's going on. So
cool.
It mostly worked, but it's not Channel 9. Channel 9 to me is about going into a dev's office and meeting them. you know.
Yeah. So how many business do you think we got in October?
Oh God,
we did it. We almost matched PDC month.
Another 2.7.
Yeah, another 2.7.
It's growing, right? And what's the reaction internally? What do executives?
They love it. They love it when they see our numbers. And another number that's very interesting that has been increasing steadily, especially this month, is time spent per visit.
Oh,
that's a very, very important statistic. Yeah. People are spending time on Channel 9.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I mean, keep it up, Niners.
The only downside I've heard is people not having enough time to see all the content they would like to see.
They're still catching up to what we did last month. You know, right? I put 50 videos up last month.
Yeah.
I think what's getting more popular is mobile devices that have video, and then they're transferring the WMV onto their device, and then they take it with them when they're at the airport.
We won't talk about with iPods in your pocket. This
well, I use the Sony PSP, but then there's a lot you can use the Windows Media portable devices.
Sure.
It doesn't matter. Just something that plays video on your handheld.
Yeah. Cool.
Anything else you want to know?
Well, I almost tripped over this. What is this? It's like a Channel 9 beanbag.
It's a beanbag. Channel 9 beanbag. It's
very,
PDC.
Yeah.
Right.
That was in the Channel 9 section of the PDC, the lounge. So, and we gave them away to people, too, so there's only a few left.
Yeah. Well, one thing I do, my style is to get close. Right. And I noticed, yeah, that's better, because closeness gives you intimacy,
right,
and it makes these microphones work better. And a lot of beginners are very scared, like other people have handed cameras to,
yeah,
they're scared of getting close. They don't,
yeah,
people don't like getting close, you know.
And, but sometimes it's good to be able to see hand movements.
Robert Kapka, a famous photographer,
right?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Now you're like a celebrity.
Yeah, exactly. And you have a boom mic coming down, kind of, you know, when you're talking.
Yeah.
But what were you saying?
One of the famous photographers I studied in college said, if your photography isn't good enough, you're not close enough. You know?
Cool.
So the trick is to get close, but not...
So that's the motto, Channel 9, yeah, get closer.
Get close. Well, it's
second
intimacy.
Second tag.
Because you're...
Well, that's a different channel, yeah, Channel 9. Probably, we were deciding right now whether or not it's going to be pay or not pay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we have the whole age issue, but...
Well, it's like these special features, deleted scenes, bloopers.
You got it.
The director's cut
director's
of a Channel
cut.
9 video. That would
I
be
like
good.
That, director's cut. Well, the thing is, we always director's cut.
So,
cool, guys.
Let's go.
All right.
Because I got to go and do
Thanks,
some
Charles.
Blogging.
So.
Blogging? Cool. Hey, thank you, man. Thank
Bye.
You
for Hello again.
All right, back in the global
see,
fortress
got a,
here.
Photos area up here.
So
and what this is,
now that you have a recording,
about,
what do you do exactly?
Yeah. Well, I take tape out and put it in my other camera.
Label
Actually,
it?
Actually, I have a VCR that I have to hook up. I just got a new VCR, so.
See, for me, I take the memory card out, put it in a USB 2.0 port.
Yeah.
Just transfer it to WMV, but not as formal.
Yeah, and then I open up Movie Maker.
So one thing I noticed early on when you did interviews is you said, look at the interviewer, not the camera.
Right, that's a common thing because I have to really remind people, and some of the viewers get bugged by it. If somebody you're interviewing looks at the camera, it looks like you're pitching the camera,
mm-hmm,
and it looks like you're selling something. And if I'm looking at you, I forget the camera's there, and we have a conversation.
That's what I
and
notice a
really
lot.
Key.
They just forget the camera's there, and they start chatting with you or doing demos, and they just
And that's real key. And that's sort of how I set the tone for the interview too. It's like, hey, just relax, talk to me. You know, stop thinking about that little device that's capturing images and going out to 200,000 people. Yeah, because if you start thinking about that, you freak out. You start acting. I'm doing it right now. I'm thinking about the camera and I'm acting. You know.
Yes.
But if I forget the camera's there and I just
right.
talk to you, right. then we find out something interesting. You know?
So once you get the WMV file, then do you have like a publishing tool, and then you just kind of use it as a
well,
video
there's
blog.
There's a whole bunch of tools. Here at Microsoft, it's a little bit different. I'll encode it at 500 kilobits per second. So I use Movie Maker, right?
Mm-hmm, that's what I use.
A free tool.
That's what I use, yeah.
You don't need to use anything else for this kind of video.
Right.
Now, if you wanted to do lots of editing and titles and
like,
really high-quality video, because this video is pretty crappy, to tell you the truth.
Most Channel 9 videos, they don't get edited. Like the four or five I've done so far, I haven't edited one thing.
No, because it's more believable
is.
If it's all the way through. You know?
Now, there are cases where you had to, right? Something that wasn't ready to be mentioned or a few.
Yeah.
Very rare.
Yeah.
That's,
sometimes, you know, yeah. So the person being interviewed can say, can you pull that out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyways, the
Yeah, I don't do any editing. That's sort of one thing of my style. And it evolved because I'm lazy. But people, I noticed when I talk to people about the videos, they say, you know, I believed it, you know, or I found it interesting. I was drawn into the conversation, and it was different than, you know, what I see on MTV or see on, you know, even Charlie Rose. You know, but even Charlie Rose, right, he does straight unedited conversations. He's just doing two cameras with a professional set.
Well, I think people have grown to know you almost like a radio personality. I mean, when I've seen comments where it's not you being the interviewer behind the camera, they miss your laugh.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like
actually,
the only one that doesn't like your laugh.
I was talking to Jenny.
You make people feel like...
I was interviewing Jenny Lamb today, and I was saying, I hate my laugh. And she said, no, I love it because it relaxed me during the interview. And I think that is why, almost why I do it in an unconscious way, because I'm just trying to get as much conversation out of it and just sort of relax and hey, it's fun, you
yeah.
know? And this is fun work we do here at Microsoft, and why not have fun? And you know,
right?
Why always be somewhere in the dark? You know, I can be like Walter Cronkite. This is the way.
So you need nitrous oxide to pass around to anyone doing interviews.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like you have a busy day here.
Hey there. This is Robert.